With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House overwhelmingly approves the Ukraine aid package.
The vote was 311 to 112 with one member voting present. The bill totals $61 billion, passed during a rare Saturday session as part of an overall proposal for $95 billion in foreign aid, with separate outlays for Israel and other U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region.
That's correspondent George Williams. He says the legislation is going to the Senate and probably will be passed earlier this week, then on to President Biden for his signature. The Supreme Court has made it easier for workers who are transferred from one job to another against their will to pursue job discrimination claims under federal civil rights law.
The individuals can seek the claims even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. The justices unanimously revived a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a St. Louis police sergeant after she was forcibly transferred but retained her rank and pay.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The oil industry's top lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting gas and oil leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says the rules limit development in a region, quote, intended by Congress to bolster America's energy security. Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. It's a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching that massive assault, few projectiles actually made their way to their targets. The whole operation did risk widening violence in the Middle East. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates are decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to new federal regulations, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. The act requires most employers with 15 or more workers to provide reasonable accommodations for a woman's known limitations related to pregnancy, childbirth, or other medical conditions. Arizona is not the only state with a 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 that bans abortions unless it is necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit arguing that the 1849 law is invalid. This is SRN News. Memphis police say two people were killed and six injured in a shooting at a party in a park.
Eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least two people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, April the 21st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Tony Danza. He's 73 years old. John Cameron Mitchell, the actor and director, is 61. Former NFL quarterback Tony Romo, 44. This is SRN News.